Okay. I'm talking about Chofer. Take a look at the Rambam in Hilchos Chofer. The Rambam writes as follows. It's this essay shel Torah. Lishmoa truas hashofar barosh Hashanah. Shenemar yom truah yelachem. Okay, what is the shofar? The shofar she talking about ben barosh Hashanah ben biyovel, who keren hakfosim hakofuf. It has two requirements. It has to be the horn of a ram and it has to be bent. A call a shofar psulim, and all a shofar's apostle, chutz b'keren hakeves. The exception of from a ram. He doesn't say whether or not, kofuf, the fact that it's bent. Now, what is the Rambam talking about, and what does this tell us about mitzvah shofar? Mara says like this. Shofar shel Rosh Hashanah, the Mara of Chavav Amid Beis. Shofar shel Rosh Hashanah, shel Ya'el Poshut. What is a Yael? So Rashi says Steinbuch. Steinbuch means a mountain goat. It's an animal with a straight horn. Upiv mitzu bazohov. Okay. That is Rosh Hashanah. Ubetainis, you brought, Pasuk says, V'yom smachasim o adeichem Rosh Hashanah. But there's also mitzvah and a tainus of blowing a shofar. We don't have that nowadays. Tainus, shel sucharim, rams, kufufim. They have to be bent. Upiya mitzvah pekesef. Okay. So that's the Mishnah. Comes along a braisa. Amre blevi. Mitzvah shel rosh and yom kippur kufufim. Reb Levi says, no, it has to be bent. And then the tine is straight. And then there's a whole machlokas in the Gemara. One says, what's the difference? What are they arguing about? Ma'asava b'rosh shana kama the kayafinish da'atei tfei. A person should be bent. Yom HaKippur, and Yom Kippur, which is Yovel, it's straight. You have to understand. One says in Rosh Hashanah, no, it has to be straight. Okay, and also in Yovel. And a tainus has to be bent. So what's going on here? So Rashi says as follows. Shofar in Rosh Hashanah is a midei de tefillah. It's a type of tefillah. In the middle of a shin. So Rashi says as follows. Shofar is a midah of tefillah. But there's a basic stira in the idea of a tefillah. What's the stira? The stira is, on the one hand, a person comes to a Kadosh Baruch Hu with a bakosha. I have nothing in this world, I need you for everything. On the other hand, as Rashi says, there's another thing. The fact that the Bore Kol Ha'olam makes himself available to us and is willing to listen to us, Shomea Tfila Odecha Kol Bozo Yavo, expresses the chashivas of the human being. So tefillah has a basic, on the one hand, we're choshev. Kadosh Baruch Hu cares about us, worries about, wants us to talk to him. He wants a relationship with us. On the other hand, we everything we have, we need from him. And that is a basic built-in stereo. So what do we emphasize on Rosh Hashanah? Straight or bent? But Yom Kippur of Yovel is different. Yom Kippur of Yovel, what is the purpose of blowing the shofar? That avodim go out, fields go back, the chshivas of a human being. So everyone says it has to be straight. It's the chshivas of a human being. So what's happening here is the machlokas as follows. But there is a basic idea here. That shofar, as Rashi says, midi de tefillah. It's a midi de tefillah. Midi, the time of the begun, midi de tefillah. Machlokas, what aspect of tefillah we do? So what do we mean it is a midi de tefillah? So the Gemara in Tainis says as follows. Every tefillah we have, we cannot do a tefillah just in our minds. Even though tefillah is an avodah shebelev, but it has to express itself in some concrete action. And unless it expresses itself in some concrete action, not a tefillah. An avodah shebelev needs a concrete action. Now, there are two types of concrete actions that we have. What is tefillah? I have certain needs. I have to express myself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu what my need is. I recognize the fact that I need him and ask him to fulfill my needs. It's a normal tefillah. It's avodah shelev expressed through action. Just like Kriyat Shema, according to many Rishonim, what is it? It's Kabbalah so Malchus Shemayim. I can't just think Kabbalah so Malchus Shemayim. I have to do it with the word Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. So here, so the Gemara says like this. Sometimes when a person is in pain, he can express himself and explain exactly what the pain is. You go to the doctor, he says, where does it hurt? It hurts over there, this, that. So you talk. He says, but if you go to an animal with a pin, and an animal doesn't know anything, when an animal's in pain, it just screams. Can't formulate anything in language. Sometimes our pain is so elemental and fundamental, we can't even convert it to words. We just scream out, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm in pain, help me. That is the tefillah of a shofar of a shofar. Yeah, we do a lot of davening on Rosh Hashanah, but together with the davening we do on Rosh Hashanah, there's a tefillah via the shofar. And we combine the two tefillahs together, where we blow in musaf in the middle of Malchus, Zichronos, and shofars. We combine a tefillah of words with a tefillah of screaming out in pain. As the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, the Chavovim at Beis, a little above that, the Gemara is talking about why you cannot have the keren of a cow, of an ox. Why not? The Gemara says, Ein kategu nasa seneg. It says, the Kohen Gadol, the whole year, wore big day zohov. But on Yom Kippur, when he walked into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, so then he wore Big Day Zohov. Why? Because the Big Day Zohov are reminiscent of the Egel HaZohov. And we don't want to go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim in a way that's reminiscent of the Egel Azov. The Gemara says, shofar, from a cow? So the Gemara asks, well, wait a second. Kohen Gadol the entire year does the Avodah in Big Day Zov. And even in Yom Kippur, when he does the Avodah outside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, it's in Big Day Zov. Says there's a very big difference. You go inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, you're outside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Now the Gemara then says something else. What about shofar? Well, so shofar is a tefillah as if you are standing inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So what is shofar? Shofar is a tefillah, and I have to envision to myself, I'm standing, I'm not at the Kodesh HaRavi, I'm not in Harav Bias, I'm in the Beis HaMikdash, inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, confronting Kodesh Baruch Hu directly. It's a tefillah. The idea of a tefillah, that we are broken in the tefillah, is part of the mitzvah shofar. Ram says, certainly the chatchila, I have to have a ben shofar. Now the Ram talks about a ram. The Ravi jumps up in the Rambam and says, Hifriz amidosef, mitzvah bekfufim, imtaka b'shalyal yotze. He disagrees with the whole thing. It's a mitzvah, these things are mitzvah l'chatchilas. Where does this idea of a ram shofar come from? So, it's a Gemara, the first parak. Gemara says like this. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Mishum Rabbi Kiva. Neymar Torah Hevio Omer Pesach. Why do we bring the Omer and Pesach? Emnei Pesach Zman Tfuah Shbaruch Revilu Funai Omer BePesach Kedei Shisbaruchu Lechem Tfuah. Neymar Torah Revilu Shtei Lechem Batzeres Veshat Zeres Zman Peros Vilan Vibi Shtei Lechem Futzer. And why do we have Nisuch HaMayim on Sukkot? Because on Sukkot is the tefillah on Geshem. I'm Rabbi Bohu. Rabbi Bohu, now that until now is Rabbi Kiva. I'm Rabbi Bohu. Lama Tokim B'Shofar Shel Ayah. Why do we bow with a Shofar Shel Ayah? Om HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Tiku Lufanai B'Shofar Shalayu, Kadesh Esku Lechem Akeidas Yitzchok Ben Avram, Umalan Yalech V'Lokaritam Asim Lufanai. That's the first. And the Gemara doesn't ask any questions about that. Then the Gemara says as follows. Very interesting Gemara. Om Reb Yitzchok. Lama token, but Rosh Hashanah, Lama token. Why do we blow? Rachmona Ama, tickle. That's not a question. I blow shofar. Torah told me to blow shofar. What's the question? Why I do it? Now, people sometimes get very confused when we talk about Tamei Mitzvahs. What are Tamei Mitzvahs? Why I do it? Why I do it is one reason. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me. That's it. No, that's what it was. There's no questions. Why have you, the Rambam says, very important point. The question, why to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, makes no sense. You ask the question, why is it HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the sun? It's a very good question. He created the sun. We should have light. We should have heat. He says, why do we need light and heat? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the human being, and he needs light and heat. So then the next question is, so why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create? The whole question makes no sense. You keep going and going, and there's no end. So what is the question? The question is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a world. that everything connects together and hangs together, and each thing is mashlim liyava. And to understand the Chochmas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we say, how does it work? It's not why, it's how does it work? Yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a human being that he's going to need light and heat. He created a sun to give the light and the heat. And we see how the whole thing functions together. So the same thing in Tamei HaMitzvos, he says. Why HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that? We don't know why HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that. But everything functions in a certain way. And there's, Rambam writes, intelligent beings, Rambam writes this throughout Parish Mishnayos, writes from Mor Nevucha everywhere. Intelligent people do things X because you want to get to Y. You don't stum do things. Why stum do things? Why stum do things? So if HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me a mitzvah, there are countless reasons where HaKadosh Baruch Hu has, it's not our understanding, but every mitzvah in addition has some hanos, olam, hanos, hanoa b'olam hazeh. The Rambam writes that very clearly at the end of Hilchos Me'ilah. Roy Odom his boneim b'mishpat ha'Torah ha'kdosha v'lei das sof in yoram kifi kocha. You have to understand mitzvahs. Something that I don't understand what difference it makes, not why I do it and not do it. I do it because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me. But something that seems pointless, Lord, Elo Tam, Lo Yedwa Elo, and I think it calls, Al Yekal Be'enof, Al Yerosos Hashem Pen Yifrotzbo. And don't think about it. If I want to buy an automobile, so what do I think? There are 20 different practical cheshbonos I have in buying an automobile. Very practical. But when I think about Torah, don't think about it like you think about everyday things. If I want to buy this, does it work? It doesn't work. Don't think about Torah. It's a very important key Rambam in understanding a lot of things. Now the Rambam is telling you here a very big klal he has. Every mitzvah in the Torah has a message to you in Avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he had just finished Me'ilah. What is Me'ilah? Taking something that belongs to the Beis HaMikdash and using it for my private purpose. I just take sticks and stones. A person says, I'm taking this, I'm maktish it to Berek HaBayis. Belongs to Berek HaBayis. Belongs to the Beis HaMikdash. So, and I use it for my own purpose. Kevin shenik v'shem odon ha'olam aleyem b'dvarim b'vad. I did nothing. I just said those words. Niskachu v'chol boim mi'hok chol. And if I treat it like everyday objects, mo'al b'ashem v'afilu ha'yashoge even shoge tzor kapora. So what does he say? Kavachomer, if treating as sticks and stones that are designated for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and treating it like everyday objects, is an Aveira taking the Torah and treating it like an everyday thing? Kal v'chomer. Kal v'chomer. The mitzvah shechokak lon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, just because I don't understand where it's coming from, what? And don't accuse HaKadosh Baruch Hu of all sorts of alter of things. Don't treat it as divrechol. But Torah, it says in Torah, then he explains what is a chok and what is a mishpat. He says, I have to do everything. What is a chok? not why HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to me. It is how does it function? I see in a mishpat, and I see in a chok a difference. If there is a mishpat, not lo signov, don't steal. So why HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a mitzvah? Why do I not steal? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me not to steal. Okay. Now, the question is, not stealing, I see it functions to keep society in a structured way. So I see its benefit in this world. He says, there are 100 different reasons for the idea of not stealing. When I see a practical benefit, it's a mishpat. Why I do it? Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu said to do it. A chok, I don't understand its practical benefit. So I can try to understand it. I can try to figure it out. And every mitzvah has a practical benefit, has a message. Here he has me'ila, has a message. And at the end of many halachos, Ram says it has a message. It's not part of the mitzvah. Why I do it. Now, the Gemara says here, Lama tokum b'Rosh Hashanah. Why I blow on Rosh Hashanah? Gemara says, why I blow? That's not a question. I blow on Rosh Hashanah because Kadosh Baruch Hu told him. Lama Meirim, why I have it true? Lama, why I have it true? Because Kadosh Baruch Hu told me. Yom true yelachem. It's not a question. So why do I blow in this way and that way? The Gemara gives certain reasons for minhagim that we have. Now, the Rambam looked at this Gemara and said, wait one second. When it says, Lama Tokum B'Shofar Shel Ayil, it didn't say because the Torah said no. It didn't say that. So the Rambam understood that certain things are fundamental part of the mitzvah and certain things are minhagim. A fundamental part of the mitzvah is kofuf, that it's bent. Fundamental part of the mitzvah is understanding that it's a tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu from inside the Kodesh HaKadosh. It's an amazing idea. And fundamental part of mitzvah shofar is remembering the Akedah. And that's why we say in Zichronos, Zichronos Akedah, the Akedah. We mention in Malchus Zichronos and Shofar the Akedah. Part, so there are certain things that are minhagim. That's what the Gemara says. The reason we have the Tkiyas in the 30 in the beginning, 30 in Musaf. All that is part of. These are menhagim, and the reason for Chazal made these tikkun. But then there's trying to understand what is the fundamental mitzvah, part of the mitzvah. Why we do it? We do it because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us. Not a question. But what is what's supposed to be going on in our mind when the chazan, when we blow shofar? And that's part of the mitzvah. Not just stam a minute. Then we say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're davening to you. And what is the Akedah all about? Ramban writes the beginning of Vayikra. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu, Kachno es bincha es yechidcha es yohavto es Yitzchak. What is he saying? So the Rambam velkim niso es Avraham. The Rambam writes, what does it mean, niso es Avraham? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is teaching us, you can come in and sit down. You're welcome. Hashbaruch was teaching us a very fundamental idea. How much do I owe HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What should I be willing to give up for HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Now, was there any time something so valuable to a person as Yitzchak Avinu was valuable to Avraham Avinu? Avraham Avinu waited 100 years. He wanted to be mamshich all of his work in this world. He wanted to be mamshich all of his work in this world. Now, and then finally he had a son, Yitzchak Avinu, who's 37 years old already. This is what I daven for. This is what I waited for. I have a future. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, no. As bincha, it's your child. Every child is valid. Yechidcha, you're a unique child, and you're not going to have another one. That's it. There's not going to be a Klal Yisrael. There'll be nothing. You understand Yishmael's nothing. You understand that. Ahavta. And that means I have to be willing to give up anything that's the most conceivably valuable thing in my life to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. In the end, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, no. Al tishach yorfel anar val tas lo mumo. Don't touch him. Ki ati yodati, ki yireilu kimata. You prove the point. You're willing to do it. What's the meaning of Tassel Ma'umah? I have to understand that from Avinu. He had psyched himself up in such a way for this moment. It's all psyched up. I'm going to do it. I'm going to just quash everything I have. Okay? Don't do anything. So the Medrash said, let me just, a drop of blood, do something. Don't do anything. Hold back almost until now you're willing. And then he saw Vayavine Ayil Acha Nechaz Mitzvach Bakarno. He saw this ram over there. Vayalehu Lo'ola Tachas Beno. What is it? It's symbolic substitute for Yitzchak. What is a carbon? I really belong on the Mizbeach. But this is my substitute. So we tell Avraham HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Rosh Hashanah, and this is part of mitzvah shofar. Not just something to read about in the Masa. That what? Remember the schus of Avraham Avinu who was willing to give up everything. I'm trying to get there. And according to the Rambam, that's an integral part of the mitzvah shofar. The Ravid said, no, it's a... It's bent. It's a tefillah. Moran Tina says, it's a tefillah without words. It's a scream. It's as if I'm standing in the Kodesh HaKadosh, I'm in Tsar. I understand exactly my matzah. And that's how we begin our search to make tshuva. Now, in my machzor, I don't know in other people's machzor, I have a fourth kesher show for 50 reasons. I look, what is he talking about? What do the reasons mean? Why I do it? I know why I do it. I do what Kadosh Baruch Hu told me. What I'm supposed to think of in the kesher show? Okay, I'm not a big makubal. I don't know a pikabola how all these things work. But what is it? It's very simple. It's a tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then the Rambam writes something else in Hilchos Teshuva. A very interesting thing. Even though it's a chok, dover remez yeshbo. We say, what do we say? Tiku b'chodesh shofar b'kes l'yom chagenu. Ki chok l'Yisrael hu mishpot l'elokei Yaakov. I do it for one reason. Dovah remez. What is Dovah remez? That's what the Rambam says. In every mitzvah, besides what you do on the mitzvah, there's an additional remez, additional fundamental message that's coming to you, the mitzvah is trying to express. And what's the remez? Wake up. Or Yishene Mishnaschem. Wake up from your sleep. People are asleep. Do you know what it means? This is HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. Do you know what it means, the Melech Malchei HaMelech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who created the entire world, Yesh Me'ayin, runs everything down to its finest detail, cares about me and wants a relationship with me and enables me to have that? No. We have halacha. You have to dress up for davening. Sometimes people don't pay attention to that. Remember, when the Prime Minister of the Ukraine, Zelensky, came to see Trump in the White House, he always goes dressed in his battle fatigues or something like that. He shows up in the White House that way, Trump throws him out. You're coming to speak to the President of the United States, dress up like a mensch. Trump used to think he's found out otherwise, that he was running the world. He used to think we should make a bracha tash don Trump melech olam. He's finding out it's not, the world's a little complicated to run. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu's running the world. You know, sometimes I think, Bochas and Dormant, why should I get up to daven? I'll daven in my room, get an extra half an hour of sleep. I can guarantee you if I said, oh, today at 7:15, Donald Trump is showing up here in the base medrash, wants to say hello to everyone, we'll be running to him. And if the Melech Malchem Lochem wants to do it, lo kav v'chomer. Except you don't think that way. You're asleep. So that's the Dovah Remez. So why do we blow shofar in Elul? Ori Yishene Mishnaschem. Rabosai, wake up. Hekimu Mitardad Maschem. There's a difference between a Sheino and a Tardema. What's a Tardema? When HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to do an operation, Adam HaRishon, to take out his rib, to make chava, it was a tardema. Deep asleep that you can't wake anyone up from. No. I had a certain medical procedure a few weeks ago. So they had to do something. What did they do? They put me out. Boom. They could have done anything in the world, I wouldn't have woken up. And in such a deep sleep, you're in a tadema. Wake up from whatever sleep you're in. So decide whether you're in a shena or you're in a tadema. Realize what's important in this world and what's not important in this world. Rama writes in Hillel's Tshuva. Afal pishet perek gimel aloch adalet. Afal pishet ki yeshova b'roshon egzeres hakosot. I mean, don't ask why we do it. We do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. Yesh bo, remez yesh bo. Uri sheni mishnasa mikitzin erdom mitarbasa. V'chipsu b'maaseichem. Look at yourself. V'chizru b'tshuva. V'zichru b'oracha. Remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu created you in running the world. Eyu ha'shochem v'se'emes. The people forget the emes behav le'azman. There are a lot of things that are very transitory. They're here, they're there. Only here for a while. V'shogim kol shnosom. And they spend their entire lives in doing useless things that shalo yovil lo yatsa. Habitu l'nafsho sechem, remember your neshama. Heitivu darkechem alachem, v'yazav korechem darko roh. V'fikach. And then he says a very interesting thing. Coming to slichas. Nezek konohu kol beis Yisrael. All of Klal Yisrael have a minig. Now, he talks universal in all of Klal Yisrael. That means whether you're from Germany or Hungary, Yemen, Iran, Morocco, wherever you come from, all of the above. The harbos bitstoko meisim tovim, melasag b'mitzvahs merashan yom kippur. V'nohagu kulam, here we get to slichos. Lokum, to wake up early in the morning. Not that we begin davening at the same time with slichos and end up a little later. You don't get the point to slichos if you do that. And the Rambam writes, very interesting thing. Okay, in Morocco it was different, Iran is different, in Hungary it's different, in Germany, no, says the Rambam. Don't tell me that. V'nohu kol beis Yisrael. Everyone across the board. Welcome. Baseres Yomel Hispalo Botek Nasios, not in your room. Bidivre Tachim, Bidivre Kibushim, Achiyar Ayom. Wake up when it's dark at night until, and then by the time you finish, it's light already. Okay? Maybe we're not holding on that madriga, but we got to get up early. What does that mean? Yeah, there's a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah and a message. The mitzvah is tefillah in a bent way, understanding that Akedah, and we say HaKadosh Baruch Hu, our model is Avraham Avinu and the Akedah, and we're trying to get there. And remember, Avraham Avinu was willing to do it, and we're on the way. Because I can't ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to remember the schus of Avraham Avinu if it's irrelevant to me. No. Remember that, and I'm trying to get there. I'm trying to get there. And I'm broken. I'm not quite there yet. So that's Mr. Shofar. So I don't know all these 50 reasons in my mouth, so I never checked it. Because why I do it? I do it, it's a mitzvah, the Rambam says. Excuse the Shofar, Xeris of Kosov. Where did he get that from? The Gemara says, Loma Togum Rosham. Torah said a blow. That's it. Well, what is it? What is my avodah? In every mitzvah, there's an avodah in the mitzvah. And sometimes that avodah is so essential to the mitzvah that it's ma'akiv in the mitzvah. What's ma'akiv? Certainly that the fact it's bent is ma'akiv in the mitzvah. Akedah, maybe yes, ma'akev, maybe not ma'akev. But it's part of the mitzvah. So before, that's the key of my mitzvah. But every mitzvah has a lot of messages to us. And the message is, wake up. That's why yeshivas begin Rosh Chodesh Elul. It's a very special time. Wake up. And sometimes I think if I would go now to some of the hangouts where so-called Americans, Bachrim, hang out, I'm sure tonight it's full. They're asleep. They haven't woken up to the reality of this world. And the reality of this world is HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs this world. And He's given us an opportunity to connect to Him. And we have to understand, and that's the basic stira in tefillah. He's there for us, but we're totally dependent on Him. That's the machlokas. Which aspect do we emphasize? We emphasize the brokenness or the chshivas ha'adam. And that is, that stira is something we have to take very seriously. And the message is, and that's why we blow shofar all of Ella. Wake up. Shofar is a very complex myth. I'll pick Kabbalah, can mean a million things. I'm not an expert in Kabbalah. But I am somewhat of an expert in what it says here. What the mitzvah is and what it's supposed to mean to us. And when we combine it with Malchus, Zechoros, and Shofros, it's all part of one tefillah. Mitzvah Shembli Neda next week. We will talk at length about understanding what Malchus, Zechoros, and Shofros. We have a few weeks. I'll spend 2 weeks on Rosh Hashanah, 1 week on Yom Kippur, then we get to Sukkot. We don't have much time. Everything gets bunched together. Mitzvah Shembli Neda.